Hey there, welcome along. As many of you out there will already know, it's Damien back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for June 2nd, 2020. This is our snapshot of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So late on Friday evening, Google shared that this week's launch of the Android 11 beta would be delayed in light of mass protests across the US. The team behind the Android 11 beta did feel, though, that it was not the time to celebrate. On Monday afternoon, though, some Pixel owners reported receiving this Android 11 beta, even though it is supposedly delayed. Per reports collected by XDA's Michal Rahman, Android 11 Beta 1 carries build number RPB1200504.018, and it has rolled out to at least two Pixel 4 XL owners and potentially other Google devices, but of course it isn't yet widely available. A similar situation has occurred in the past with confidential Googlers only OTA builds. It had previously happened with a minor Android 9 Pi patch in 2018, while a more notable case was an updated version of Android 7.0 on the Nexus 6P before Nougat's official launch in 2016. However, in yesterday's case, there is no similar message warning that the update is confidential or internal only. Rather, this appears to be a straightforward public screen for the beta version of Android R. We've covered all of the new additions over on site because there are quite a few, so be sure to go check them out for a better look at what to expect when the public-facing Android 11 Beta 1 does eventually drop in the coming weeks. Following the inaugural update last December and sequel in March, Google today is releasing the third Pixel feature drop alongside the June security patch. This Android 10 update delivers several new features to the Personal Safety and Recorder app, as well as underlying services like adaptive battery. Pixel devices are the first to get the new Google Clock features, which are focused on helping you sleep. There is a new dedicated bedtime tab where you can be prompted by an alert and calming sounds to start winding down at nighttime. There is a recent bedtime activity feature which leverages digital well-being that also estimates time spent in bed using the sensors on your device. Lastly, the Pixel Stand's sunrise alarms are now being integrated into the Google Clock app. Functionality is pretty much unchanged, with phones not requiring to be charged to be used. The Personal Safety app has gained a new safety check capability, which will automatically send an alert and real-time location data to select contacts if you've not confirmed that you're okay after a preset time period. You can specify activity and duration of whatever you're currently doing, as well as the people you want your phone to automatically notify. This can be disabled at any time, while the full screen confirmation also lets you contact 911 directly. Meanwhile, the Personal Safety app is now available on all Pixel devices, while car crash detection is coming to the Pixel 3 and Pixel 3a. Similar to Google Search's SOS alerts, you can also be notified about natural disasters and other public emergencies through the Crisis Alerts tab that provides more details within the application. Adaptive battery on Pixel 2 devices and later can now predict when your battery will run out and further reduce background activity to prolong overall usage. It should help reduce the power consumption of your rarely used applications. And the final feature is deeper integration within the Google Recorder, which can now be controlled using your Google Assistant and, of course, voice commands. You can also now save recorded transcripts directly to Google Docs rather than just uploading or exporting to a .txt file. In addition to the Pixel feature drop, the June security patch today contains a flood of fixes for all currently supported Google phones. The Pixel 2, 3, 3a and 4 family of devices pick up Bluetooth fixes that address missing Bluetooth pairing mode results and microphones not being detected during video calls. A media fix with audio playback speed issues in certain applications is also there, where output is randomly slowed down for some reason. Another wide patch deals with the network indicator going missing on the lock screen, while wallpapers should no longer randomly get reset to the device default at times. Google also says there's a fix for now playing results getting cut off at the bottom of the always-on display, while Wi-Fi connection failures on WPA3 networks have been resolved too. There are several Pixel 4 and Pixel 4 XL specific solutions for GPS accuracy, the flip to shush braking and broken Wi-Fi hotspots. Rounding off the list are telephone-related improvements related to improved battery life when idling, receiving MMS messages, screen unlock speed, and loss of data connection when roaming. All Pixel devices also see kernel updates, with 22 bug fixes and improvements for June 2020 in total. The patch is rolling out now, but Pixel 2 and Pixel 3 users on T-Mobile and Google Fi will actually not see updates until Thursday, June 4th. Chrome OS 83 began rolling out last week with a number of big browser changes from earlier that month, as well as specific platform usability tweaks. One change lets you preview your password before entering, with some Chromebook users now confused by the lack of an actual submit button. At the center of the Chrome OS login screen is your Google account avatar, name, and of course the password field. Version 83 is rolling out now and replaces the submit button at the right with an eye icon. Once a password or PIN is entered, the new button can be tapped to reveal what has been typed. After a few seconds, the clear text is then obfuscated by dots. This view PIN or password during login feature has caused some confusion around signing into Chromebooks though, with some people not aware of how to submit their password without that notable arrow icon. Google is though planning to restore the submit icon while reminding users that the enter key on their physical or virtual keyboard can be used to accomplish that same action. The company does not specify whether it will keep the view feature, which is useful for those longer credentials when you want to check your password. This, of course, is an interesting case study in how operating systems must be broadly designed. Of course, there's no timeline provided beyond as soon as possible, with a small version 83 patch or wait until 84 like the likely outcomes. Chrome OS 83 also lets users permanently name virtual desks, while there were also a handful of family link tweaks too. There's also a big update for security and privacy. And finally, Google Chrome makes it easy to view PDFs, but editing them is another story entirely. Now, in the change in development, Google Chrome is preparing the ability to download an edited copy of PDFs through your browser. If you've ever had to fill out fields in a PDF file in Google Chrome, you're probably familiar with the frustration that comes with the downloaded version of that file being free of all of those edits you've made. Luckily though, this will be fixed in the not too distant future. A recent code change request that asks for the PDF viewer to add the ability to download an edited copy of a PDF has been found. When implemented though, this new option will only appear on a PDF that has fields that can be edited and Google Chrome after those have been edited themselves. We have no time frame for when this feature might arrive, but it should begin to appear in upcoming Canary releases of Google Chrome, but it might be a couple of months at least until it appears in stable versions. So that was a snapshot of all of the top news stories of the past 24 hours. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.